The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to the second day of the Killarney August Festival here on William Hill Radio. We've got a mixed programme for you this evening. We've got five races for you on the flat. Well, technically speaking, we've got four on the flat because one of them's a conditions race on the level, but they are National Hunt horses, if that makes any sense. And the last three are all chase races, so a good combination of contests for punters to get stuck into here this evening, the highlight of which comes in the shape of the 5.30, which is a very competitive looking mile 6 handicap in which they're going to be betting around about 4-1 the field. So without further ado, we'll crack on with the action on ground, which is likely to be run on the soft side as it was here last night. We've got a two-year-old contest to kick us off here this evening, and the one that stands out here, courtesy of a very eye-catching run first time out, is Mickey Halford's Andesh, who finished second to the very useful horse of Aidan O'Brien, Mendelssohn, on his debut several weeks ago. Now, that race, the feature of the race anyway, was this slow run nature of it. So it certainly suited Ryan Moore dictating from the front on Mendelssohn, whereas those in behind, including this colt by Medician, just got a little bit tap for toe as the tempo increased at the 3 furlong pole. However, he stayed on quite eye-catchingly in the latter stages of that race, virtually learning on the job all the way through, to suggest that he would definitely be a much more wiser proposition next time out. And given that Mickey Halford's often run like that first time and improved significantly next time, he should take all the beating here today. Plus the fact that his tendency on that occasion to hang to the left will suit him today going on a left-handed track. So Andesh, odds on favourite in the first, should justify his position in the market. On to race two then, which is a 5 o'clock. It's the first of the handicaps here this evening. Quite a wide open contest, around about 4-1 the field at time of recording. A couple that catch my eye here are Una Memento from the Thomas Mullins stable. I put this horse up a couple of runs back at Leopardstown, only for this horse to disappoint. He just basically never got in it on the fast ground that day over 7 furlongs. But they upped him to a mile the other day at Nace, and he finished his race off quite eye-catchingly once again, as he did early on in the season at Nace back in June. I do think a little bit of ease in the ground is definitely what this horse requires. And he's not badly handicapped off a mark of just 72. So he's definitely one to consider. And the other one is Delegating for the Michael O'Callaghan stable. Now, she's had quite a few chances, being a horse who's had 10 runs so far to date. But she's definitely done enough to suggest she can win a race sooner rather than later. Indeed, from a decent draw at Galway a couple of starts ago, she finished a very creditable third beyond Dinky Inti in a strongly run contest, and there's been a couple of winners out of that race already. Bad draw, stuffed her chances next time out, but to be fair to her, she did make a bold fist of it in the first time cheek pieces. Went from a bad draw, she worked herself into contention to lead down to the 2 furlong pole. Unfortunately, she didn't quite get home in the latter stages. She was picked off and faded into eighth. But there was more than enough there to suggest that, given her right conditions, things will definitely go away in future. So two to keep an eye on there, Una Memento and Delegating. On to the 5.30 then, which is the best race on the card by quite some considerable margin. Snow Falcon's a very interesting runner here from the Noel Mead stable. We know this horse is a very good horse in graded company over hurdles, as he proved on numerous occasions last season. And although he managed to get beat off this similar mark a couple of times on the level, there were one or two mitigating circumstances to his demise. If they go good gallop here tonight, this stiff uphill climb from three out will definitely suit him. But I do think See the Lion's definitely worth keeping on side, given the impression he's created on his last two runs. He was a winner at Navin a couple of starts ago when he beat a decent field in a good time figure. And although it was a much more slowly run race next time out at the Curragh, he quickened up really impressively from the 3 furlong pole, doing 33 and change, to end up picking off a couple of horses who'd done him for a bit of tactical speed, including Riven Light, who was back in third. Now, Riven Light has gone on to win the big mile handicap at the Galway Festival next time out. And with the likes of Sandstorming and Spruce Meadows, also well beaten on the day, going on to win next time out, the form of that race at the Curragh is pretty solid. Nicely drawn in stall one. With a little bit of ease in the ground, will definitely suit this six-year-old. See, the Lion is expected to continue his merry way up the ladder there in race number three. Right, on to the 6 o'clock then. My best bet of the day, and on the card runs here in the shape of Miss Snozzy Boots from the Inform Michael Halford Stable. Now, this horse has been a tad disappointing, you could say, prior to its run the other day at Tramore, but given a totally different set of tactics, i.e. a forceful ride from the front, and this filly by Rip Van Winkle was a totally different proposition altogether. She never ever looked like getting beat on that occasion. She just literally skipped along around that tight right-handed circuit to, in the end, record the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card. Plus, the final circuit was incredibly fast as well for a horse rated in the 60s. So she's certainly got every chance of being hugely competitive again tonight. And she's got the very useful Conor McGregor, who, of course, rides for Mickey Halford, on board this evening. Nicely drawn in stall one to get a good break and get a good position early. If she gets to the front and dictates matters like she did the other day at Tramore, then I don't think they'll see which way she goes tonight. So Miss Snozzy Boots, a very confident vote to make all the running there in the 6 o'clock. On to the 6:30 then, which is a 2-mile-1 conditions flat race, and it brings together quite a few of these who've been running well over hurdles and fences of late, most notably Max Dynamite, Sandy Matt Duke and Silver Concord. All have performed to a very good level in the National Hunt sphere. Max Dynamite, he was strongly fancied to win the Galway hurdle, went off 7-2 favourite, but things just didn't pan out for him that day and he never got involved. But his form on the level, as we can see on several runs, suggests that he's definitely the one to beat here. And with an official rating of 112, then he should really be too good for the likes of Sandy Mac Duke and Silver Concord, even though Jessica Harrington's charge has been in fantastic form himself throughout the summer jumping period in the last month or so. He was a very creditable fifth, of course, in the Galway Plate. But Max Dynamite should have too much boot for this lot and provide Willie Mullins with yet another winner. On to the 7 o'clock then, which looks a very competitive handicap chase. Not a particularly strong view on this one, but the couple I like here are Neddy Vaughan, who is a very impressive winner visually and on the speed figures the other day at Sligo. He's a useful animal in this kind of sphere. He's got a good cruising speed and soft ground won't inconvenience his claims whatsoever. And the other one to mention at a much bigger price is Rocky Court, ran about 12-1 this morning from the Steve Mahan stable. Now, this horse has been in top company on his last two runs. He's had absolutely no chance, to be fair, on the bare figures. But he did run quite respectably behind two useful horses at Limerick a couple of starts ago, Attribution and Bally O'Sheen. And a repeat of that off a mark of 116 in these much more calmer waters will surely see him punch above his weight here this afternoon. On to the 7:30, and I'm going to give another go for Crocodile Dundee here, based on his overall performances here at his favourite hunting ground of Killarney. Indeed, one of his best runs in recent times came here at this track last time out in a similar contest when he finished second to the Trigger. Now, he looked like winning going down to the last. He pinged it and he got a vital length or two on his victor, but unfortunately he just succumbed to the fast finish of the winner in the shadows of the post. But he pulled well clear of the rest of them, including William de Burley, and under similar conditions you'd expect him to go well. He certainly looks an absolute knocker from an each way perspective. The favourite, Presenting Julio, he would have excellent claims on his last few runs, but I'd just be worried if the ground got a little bit soft for him. He's very much a horse who wants to hear his hooves rattle, so I'm not necessarily sure 2-1 he's a great value bet there. So Crocodile Dundee each way is the advice in the penultimate contest. On to the final race then, which is the 8 o'clock. And again, competitive stuff here for a beginner's chase. But Oathkeeper is the one that catches my eye here. Now, I definitely have to disagree with the Racing Post comments of this horse last time out. No impression towards where and fell last. Well, I actually thought that Joseph O'Brien's charge was going as well as any when he tipped up at that final obstacle. Indeed, he jumped and travelled like the best horse in the race throughout. So I think he would have definitely played a hand in that finish. And of course, considering we've got most of his rivals who face him again tonight in front of him, the likes of Don't Tell No One, Ballyhoo Boy, etc., then there's a good chance that he will prove my theory to be correct. Obviously, the yard is going particularly well at the moment. And with conditions in his favour, and of course, being a course winner before, I'd expect Oathkeeper to make a successful winning to return to the action with Barry Geraghty on board. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow evening when we can take in a look at Killarney's seven race mixed card, once again the third day of their festival. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.